G'day everyone, my name is Daniel Dugan from Edge Small Business Consulting. Today I want to talk to you about choosing a business structure when starting your own business. Choosing a business structure is really important when setting up a business, and I would highly recommend that you get advice on this because choosing the wrong structure can have a really big impact on the way you do business going forward. There are three main business structures. There's a sole trader, there's a company, and there's a trust. There are other business structures out there, like partnerships and co-ops, but for the sake of today's podcast, we'll just focus on the three main ones. The first one I'm going to talk to you about today is a sole trader. If you're a sole trader, operating a business, you still need an ABN, you're taxed at your individual marginal rates, you are solely responsible for all business debts and obligations as they become due, but this is by far the cheapest way to run a business, especially in the startup phase. But it can be really risky and leave yourself open in terms of liability. This type of structure is perfect for small startups and gives you really good flexibility and is very easy to take money out, put money in, and the cost to set up is really minimal. However, the biggest downside of being a sole trader is that the buck stops with you. All the liabilities are on you personally. Moving on to the next business structure, and that's a company. A company can be set up with just one single director and shareholder, or multiple directors and shareholders. All profits that are made in the company are taxed at a flat rate of 27.5% in the 2019 financial year. A company provides asset protection as the company's liabilities are generally limited to the company, which helps protect your personal assets. So generally speaking, there are only really two main ways to get money out of a company. And this is through by paying yourself a wage or a dividend, which can be seen as being quite restrictive. Companies are a good structure if you want to keep your personal assets separate from your company assets. However, the initial startup costs and the ongoing fees can be quite high. The last structure I want to talk to you about today is a trust structure. A trust can either have an individual or corporate trustee. All profits get distributed to beneficiaries who pay tax on the distribution at their marginal rates. It can be quite expensive to upkeep and set up, especially if a corporate trustee is in place. However, there is quite good flexibility, and you can take money in and you can put money in and take money out as you please. The great thing about trusts is that they give you a formal structure and protect your assets, especially if you have a corporate trustee, but have great flexibility, allowing you to move money in and out as you please without having to pay yourself a wage. When choosing a business structure, it is very unique to everyone's individual situation. You must ask for advice. It is very important as it could save you money down the track. I am Daniel Dugan from Edge Small Business Consulting. Thanks very much for listening.